studying abroad means staying away from family, then we should learn to be independent in every way of life. There's an old Chinese saying that the food is the first necessity of people. So when living abroad, facing the costly and dear food, including three meals and different materials, it is such a good question to ask how to live on inexpensive and naturalist meals.
I look at everything I was and everything I ever loved, and I can see how much I've grown.
Breakfast, different from we have in China, the foreign breakfast usually makes up with eggs, milk, cornmeal, bacon, bread fruit, and so on. The nutritious it contains may be higher than we Chinese breakfast. When wake up in the morning, it would be nice to have cornmeal with a bottle of milk. These two things can be prepared in the morning. But if you want to have eggs or bacon, you'd better have it cooked there the last night. Then put it in the fridge and eat it the next day after you hid them in the microwave. Then it's lunch. Lunch is the most important meal in the day, so that we ought to pay enough attention to it. Compared with eating at restaurant or canteen, doing it yourself can be cheap and free enough. Supermarket abroad may not be well occupied with kinds of vegetables like meat, but some basic kinds like Chinese cabbages are easily found in the Chinese supermarket there. So when you finish the school, prepare one or two meat meals with the other day's breakfast. Then buy enough vegetables to cook with them at the next day meal. Dinner is with lots of choice to make. Since we don't need that much energy like being in a day, we can take some not that serious food or refreshment to fill our stomach as simple as possible. Choose some food you can easily cook or find, such as noodle, fast sandwich, some porridge or else. You can certainly buy some pinko or lao gan ma in the Chinese restaurant. It can be reserved for a long time and make your meals more delicious. What's more, have some fruit or yogurt after dinner would be of good help towards your health and digestion, such as some inexpensive fruit like cherries and strawberries. Since there are a lot of costly in China, you can have more when you can get it cheap. Last but not least, to make a good Chinese dish abroad is not an easy thing. In order to save time, you need to be well prepared before you get into the kitchen, then make good use of the fruit and cold dish. They can reduce your cooking quantity. Multitasking is necessary. Or if you have done once, you may have done with several dishes at one time, or save your later several days' meals. And remember, keep your meals time conferred as a habit. Then you have more possibilities staying healthy, and that's as important as eating naturally. And this is Vicky. Thank you for listening.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。